kid this morning.
Inside the tire of a car, they used to have an inner...
inner tube.
And if you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say you're going to do what?
Some they call it the slide, and most of it a ramp.
Well, what do you do to the boat? I'm going to do what to my boat?
Slide it in.
Well, there's a special word for that. It's what they do to a rocket, too. Say, I'm going to...
shoot it down?
Starts with an L.
Lower it?
No, to send it up.
I don't know.
Launch, do you say
oh,
that?
Oh, launch, and I understand. I couldn't get it.
Okay, yeah, sometimes it's hard to describe these things if you don't get it right off. And what would you call a small boat that didn't have a motor that you'd use for fishing?
Well, there's several different things. Some of them called a tub and a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Something else, the Indians call it a canoe.
Yeah, is there a flat bottom?
There's a flat bottom and there's other kind of bottom, but most of the fishing boats are flat bottom where you can, if not, well, if you have the others, you have a place to flatten there to put your stuff on. If you have the spear-like or whale-like boat,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a sharp mm-hmm. kind of a V-shaped bottom.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a John boat, or a Joe boat, or a pirogue, or a bateau?
I've heard of a bateau.
Mm-hmm. Is that a flat bottom boat?
Practically the same thing. They call it nearly, a long time ago, that's about all they called them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little piece of cloth to use as a...
example, a pattern. Uh-huh. I want a cloth to match this.
Mm-hmm. Suppose they sent you a bar of soap in the, through the mail, you'd call that a free? Or in the grocery store, they might be passing out little pieces of cheese, they'd call that a what?
Well, not cheese,
they
call that
something they were trying.
Little sausage, pick up hors d'oeuvres.
But if they were just giving it to you free, they'd say, here's a free
sample.
Yeah, that's the word I was after.
I thought it was something else, like hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, no, I didn't want anything fancy.
We got a different lingo, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, I know what an hors d'oeuvre is. Okay. If a little girl had on a becoming dress and you wanted to tell her you liked it, you'd say,
that's a beautiful dress you got on. It becomes you so nice.
You
just look cute in it.
What's another word for beautiful? A shorter word.
Pretty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pretty?
Yeah, and she might say, I've got one at home that's even...
prettier than this one.
Yeah.
Better looking than this one.
And what would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Let me see. Aprons are main thing. Then, what is it goes around a woman's neck all the way down? It's an apron form down mm-hmm. here, but it's something that's called. I can't think of it now.
Just a kind of apron, as far as I know. Well, what?
It's got a name.
If you're going to sign your name in ink, you use a.
In ink, you'd use a pen.
All right, and to put a baby's diaper on, you use a safety.
Two or three ways of putting that on. You pin them on,
mm-hmm. right.
And there's a way of folding them on, and there's a way of taping them on. When I was with Elmore's, I worked with them for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime, I wouldn't take a store. And when the sales tax come around and had tokens, you don't remember that. That's
no,
your time. The little old thing that they and they had some children's pennies on sale there, 98 cents and 2 cents sale tax. Mayor and Gravy come in and bought a pair of those. The girl clerk there said it's 98 cents and 2 cents tax, that makes you a dollar. He said, leave off the tax. We got some adhesive tape. We can just tape them off.